I had two encounters this past week, which reminds me of something that I'm going to tell you in a little while. The first encounter was on Thursday. Sorry, not Thursday, Wednesday. Someone who came here, one of the 1,600 plus persons who came here for confession during this week. And so this man asked me, "What are you doing special for Easter?" And so I said to him, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Are you going to have a special choir coming in from outside?" And I said, "I beg your pardon? Do you know who you're speaking with and what church I belong to? Because here at Mary Queen of the Universe, we don't need to bring an outside choir. They from the outside will probably want to get our choir to go for their celebrations." But the other person was by telephone, and this was yesterday, and this woman wanted to know if we would be having a special mass for Easter. And I said to her, "Every mass for Easter is special. As a matter of fact, every mass at Mary, Queen of the Universe, Sunday or Thursday, is special." And so this is what I heard some time ago, that there was a man who was visiting a community, and he went to one of the churches, and he asked them, he said, "What are you doing special for Easter?" And at that church they said, "We are going to have a special sunrise service." He went to the second church and he asked them, "What are you doing special for Easter?" And they said, "Oh, we have this outstanding, famous evangelist who is going to come in to preach on Easter Day." And he went to a third church and he asked them what they were going to be doing specially for Easter. And they said, "Oh, we have a famous choir coming in and they're going to sing for us." And then the man said, "I went to the Catholic Church and I saw this old priest and I said to him, 'What are you doing special for Easter?' And his response was, 'We're having Mass as usual.'" Then he said, "That is where I went to celebrate Easter. Because somehow they seemed to know what they were about. We're having Mass as usual." And why are we having Mass as usual? We heard it in our second reading. Because Christ, or Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So we will celebrate the feast. Christ, or Passover, has been sacrificed. And therefore we celebrate this feast. Because in the Eucharist that we celebrate, we are recalling the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is that which gave Peter the authority and the power to proclaim that message that we heard in our first reading, because Peter was going to be proclaiming Jesus Christ. This man who died, this man who rose from the dead, this man who, because of what happened to him, everyone who believes in him would be set free from their sins. So this is what we're celebrating today. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who did all of this to set you and me free from our sins. So that is why we are rejoicing. We're thankful for what we have received. And therefore, when we proclaim this, we're proclaiming something that we have experienced. Because these two disciples who ran to the grave to find Jesus, the first disciple, he went, he looked in, but he did not go in. But Peter who had been chosen by the Lord, Peter went, he didn't just look in, but he went in. And because of that example, the other disciple went in as well. So therefore, sisters and brothers, if we have recognized what Jesus has done for us by his life, his death, and his resurrection, and we would be fulfilled with joy, then it means that the joy that we have will be contagious. And other persons seeing us filled with joy would want to know what it is that has given us this joy. So we have to become true and authentic witnesses of the resurrection of our Lord. And yes, we have pulled in the crowds, as we always do. But wouldn't it be great if we had the same crowd every Sunday? Because it is every Sunday that we have Mass as usual. Because you see, I know it is good for us to be here for Easter Day, and I'm not criticizing you. But I'm saying that I hope that the fervor with which you celebrate this day would be a fervor that would continue, and that 365 days of the year, that we would have that same fervor. Because we would know that Christ, or Passover, has been sacrificed and is being sacrificed for us. And therefore, every day would celebrate the feast. So, sisters and brothers, this day, go out and share that news with others. Let them know that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and say to them, he is risen from the dead for you. And if they ask, how do you know that? Then you can say, because he's risen from the dead for me. And I am filled with such joy, and I want to share that joy with the world. So, why are we here? Because we are here to celebrate the feast. So let the party continue.